This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. If you've ever driven over a pothole at 40 miles an hour, you've probably wondered how your city prioritizes spending your hard-earned cash. Kevin Clowden keeps an eye on this over at the Milken Institute, where he serves as director of the California Center. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, come Monday, April 15th, most of us have paid our taxes, and theoretically every state has a big pile of our money somewhere. So what happens then? Where does it go?
Well, depending on the state you live in, it can be very, very different. Some states, a lot of it will stay more locally. A lot of states, like here in California, because property taxes are limited, most of the money actually goes to the state government, who then sort of cycles it around and then sends a bunch of it back locally.
I think it's fair to say that the workings of city and state government is just a mystery to most of us lay people. Now, to get back into understanding the nitty-gritty of where our tax dollars go, let's take tree trimming versus, say, potholes. Where does that get decided?
You've got a couple different parts of the government that makes a decision. The city council at a city level, or usually, you know, the state legislature at the state level, they're the ones who decide what most of the budget priorities are. They're the ones who basically look at it and say, my constituents are worried about schools, or they're worried about parks, or they're worried about sewers or streets. And they'll make a large decision. They'll divide up the pieces of the pie in the budget.
So at this point, does that mean that one municipality might have a larger discretionary fund for their parks than another?
Absolutely. And that can happen with cities right next door to each other. That can happen when cities are created, that you can make a mandate and say, we have to have a certain amount of green space. We have to have a certain amount of money to maintain it. There are a number of more planned cities around the country, particularly in the Sun Belt, where decisions were made early on that they were going to allocate a certain amount of money to public spaces and maintaining them right from the start.
So by the time the decisions come down to the city level, what are they deciding on?
Well, most of the money tends to go to city salaries or to certain city services, or, you know, maintaining parks and roads and things that we expect from year to year to year. And then you have that discretionary budget, that certain amount of money that goes to either fixing problems they've let sit for years or building or doing something new and interesting.
But when the chips are down, say, as they are in bankrupt cities like Stockton here in California and also San Bernardino, then what? How do these cities prioritize what to do with the cash?
Well, the real problem is that cities have to be worried about paying off their creditors first. After all, they're the debtors. That means that city services, your parks, your police, everything else will tend to go by the wayside. Then comes often other big legal obligations like pensions, and that can also be a problem.
Now, obviously, there are a myriad of different laws in every state and every city, but once you account for that, are all cities the same in the sense that there's this master list of priorities?
Usually, it's the essential public services. And if a city goes into bankruptcy, they're going to go and say, look, we have to maintain a minimum level of police, a minimum level of fire, a minimum level of paramedics and ambulance services and trash services and whatever else.
You're an expert. You look at this. Are priorities out of whack?
Well, sometimes they can be. One of the real problems, and this is not knocking public employees, but when cities become convinced that they're doing the best job ever and they start rewarding their employees at a much faster rate than inflation, especially when it comes to pensions and healthcare benefits or even salaries, it can really distort the budget and it can create a lot of problems.
Kevin Clowden is the director of the California Center. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.